Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on Monumental Sports Network as well. Denton Day and Linnell Willingham sitting in for the fellas as they make the journey back stateside from the great country of Spain. We're taking your calls, 800-636-1067. Before we get back to the phones, Linnell, as we just heard in Byron Kerr's update, the Commanders not being flexed out of the primetime matchup with Denver following the bye week this weekend, so they will play Sunday Night Football, an 8:20 kick against Bo Nix in a game that, my opinion, is the NFL is hoping Jaden Daniels is going to play in.
I'm hoping Jaden Daniels plays in the game, so the NFL is not alone. Jamie Erdahl yesterday during the broadcast had a report saying that the team was optimistic that both McLaurin and Jaden would play again this season. Terry was there, practiced during the week. Not practice, but worked on a side field with a trainer. And then Dan Quinn was sent video during the week of Jaden running and doing some throwing. So he is closer than what people may think. The injury, I know it looked gruesome. The injury was not. It's an elbow dislocation. I'll put it this way.
It was way better than it looked.
If they were in playoff contention, he would have played this week.
Yes, I agree.
Kurt Warner had the same injury, played the very next game. He just would have to wear this big, non-swaggy brace. And we know how Jaden feels about braces.
Yeah, doesn't love braces. Kurt Warner, big fan. Jaden Daniels, I've been told.
Yeah, huge fan.
800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We are taking your calls. Assessing some blame for Washington's sixth consecutive loss, this one at the hands of the Dolphins. Steve is in Landover. Steve, what's going on?
What's up, Steve?
I'm hoping Jaden.
Steve, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? You're on the air.
I blame the kicker, man. The game was on the line. He should have made the kick. Blank and simple. That's it.
Are you all right? Hold on. Damn. I was about to say, I wanted to ask some questions for Steve. He sounded like he was in like a underground bunker.
Well, he sounded like he was listening to us.
Was he all right? Well,
I was hearing him and
if that's what he was doing in his final hours of freedom.
I don't know that he was kidnapped.
He sounded like it. Did you? I blame the kicker.
If you're kidnapped and you're making the one phone call you got to us,
you're a junkie
to complain about Matt Gay missing a field goal.
Word to 6 to 10 a.m.
I mean, you are a legit sicko for this. And they said the fan base was dying.
Yeah.
But Steve is saying, I'm so mad at Matt Gay putting this team to 3-8. I'm going to call Denton and Linnell with my one phone call.
Did I get?
As I'm kidnapped in a bunker. So Alex is in Leesburg. Alex, what's going on?
What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. Actually, I got to cut two things, right? One of the things is that we obviously kept the wrong players. I agree with both of y'all. We let Fowler go and Chin. Those guys were very important to our defense last year. And then the second part is, how do you put Mikey back there after he missed literally a wide open interception that you can consider a punt return? How do you decide that that's who you're going to put back there? And you can say you're trying to protect Debo all you want, but you needed to feel that catch. I mean, I would have told Debo, hey man, if you have no space, fair catch it and we go out right back. Thanks for taking my call. That's my feedback.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of frustration. Mikey is the backup punt returner. That just is what it is. He returns punts in practice. He's something he works on. So it's not like in the moment I was frustrated. I was like, well, why is he even out there? They're not I know they may come off as ill-prepared at times. They're not that ill-prepared. They have a backup for everybody. Now, we saw Chase Edmonds yesterday returning kicks. I didn't even know he was on the roster.
I didn't know he was on the roster either.
So
they just threw him back there.
Yeah,
and he was good. I would say I think it's fun to like look at the Mikey interception thing and be like, well, he dropped that, so why would you think he's going to drop a punt? Those are very different plays.
Yeah, he should have caught the pick, though.
He should have caught the pick. Easy play. I mean, it went right through his hands and hit him right in the face mask. Yeah. I am a firm believer that the something with the lights was weird. Because if you think about this from a soccer stadium standpoint, the ball is rarely traveling up in the air to the angles and to the heights that it does in the NFL, particularly in a punt. So I think the lighting situation was weird because you don't normally have the lights in the same position. I think that might have attributed to the punt thing. Maybe the interception thing as well. I don't know. But I think the punt thing was more about the lights being weird.
Either way, I mean, he can't catch a break, dude. I mean,
it's been a tough year. It's been a really tough year. Jamal is in Bowie. Jamal, what's up, man?
What's up, Ma?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Good morning.
Good morning.
So I blame Adam Peters for this whole season. If we're looking back at last season where we were trying to trade for a cornerback and we traded for Marshon Lattimore, the trade, okay, you're trying to get a player that's elite, but then he doesn't get on the field for 4 or 5 weeks. So we wasted draft picks for a player that's already injured that didn't contribute right away. Next, in this offseason, we drafted a left tackle to play right tackle when we already have a starting left tackle in Laremy Tunsil. And then I blame Adam Peters for not upgrading the receiver room. We traded for Deebo Samuels. He's a Swiss Army knife. But we got rid of Zacchaeus. We got rid of Deami. And then we wasted a fourth-round pick on a punt returner. A punt returner. When we could have got at least – we could have got Horton that's in Seattle. And, I mean, you saw what Horton did with us with Seattle. He had 2 receiving touchdowns. And then Adam Peters just building an old roster, man. Like what is going on, dog? We didn't sell in the trade deadline. We don't have no depth at any position.
I can't help but laugh.
And look, I take it back to that Patriots preseason game when we got 50 put up on us. But Adam Peters didn't think, oh, maybe this is a depth situation. Maybe I need to go ahead and upgrade this roster. No, he said, this roster is fine. Let's go out with the regular season with this roster. Like, come on, man. I'm sorry. I'm 29 years old. I've been watching this team for years, man. I had season tickets. Like, it's frustrating. But for yesterday, I blame the coaching, man. Like, we don't put the right players on the field. Like you said, Linnell, like McGee. Dog, I'm sorry. Like, I understand McGee only gets in when we have a 3 linebacker set. But, dog, put him in with the 2 linebacker set. I don't want to see Louisville in the middle of the field no more. Put him out on the edge, dog. Yeah. You know, put him at DN. I want to see McGee in that middle of the field and see what he could do. Because he runs sideline to sideline, and he hits, and he makes tackles. He makes tackles, and he reads the gaps. And then I don't know if y'all paid attention, but C-Rod he didn't get his totes in the fourth quarter.
Oh, my God, it was terrible. They stopped giving him the ball in the third quarter. He was the best running back on the roster yet. He's been the best running back this whole season, it feels like, from a consistency standpoint.
I don't know what it is, but I don't know who
we appreciate it, man. We got a lot of other calls we got to get to. One slight pushback I would give with his CVS receipts examples. The Connerly thing would be the one thing where I'm like, that's pretty normal. You draft a tackle, and then you say, hey, we're going to move you. Joe Wall was like that in San Diego, or Los Angeles. Great left tackle. They already had one, still wanted him. They just moved him to right tackle. So that's pretty normal. Everything else he said is pretty accurate, though. So you know what I'm looking at right now? I pulled up the box score from that Patriots game. There's a lot of names that played in that game that are still playing.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I mean, you got outscored 109-38 in the preseason.
Not good.
109-38.
And didn't throw the ball with your starting quarterback a single time because the guys could not get open.
So, yeah, I mean, anyone that's surprised that the depth is not paying off. I mean, did you watch the preseason? It's just, it's frustrating because I get where a lot of the Adam Peters stuff comes from in terms of the blame and so on and so forth. I think the best way to put it, if you're frustrated with Adam Peters, I think the best way to put it is like he didn't do his best job of trying to put the best roster possible together.
It felt like he didn't know what the plan was, which is a little alarming because he is the one creating the plan. He didn't know if they wanted to still work on retooling the roster and this recalibration thing that they, the bill of goods that they sold us, or if they wanted to go all in on Jaden's contract. And the problem with not understanding what you wanted to do is then you then build an old roster with a bunch of one-year deals of guys that you don't know can actually play.
I know what they didn't want to do. They didn't want to spend money. They were not in on any of the marquee free agents. Dude, you know how much it ticks me off? Talanoa Hufanga is playing safety better than anybody in football right now. You have ties to him.
A direct
Dre
tie.
Dre Greenlaw is in Denver cooking.
Direct tie.
Don't get me started with the lack of spending money because I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I mean, here's the thing. In fairness to Adam Peters, there's only 21 owners that can contribute to the amount of cash that you can spend. There's 21 of them. And they couldn't spend money.
And I'm not saying you build your team through free agency. But you got to go get
supplement.
Some. You need some blue chip players. Where are the marquee talent on the team? It doesn't exist.
I mean, they've literally
especially
signed,
not on defense.
When it comes to free agents, you know, if I'm missing somebody, let me know. They signed three guys to a multi-year deal: Dorrance, Luvu, and then Javon Kinlaw. And there's been like a few other guys that got a 2-year deal. But like a 2-year deal is not like, yeah, technically it's multiple years, but it's really not because you basically reassess it after the first year.
Look, we're doing this bit of, and I keep saying it on social media because the coaches have drummed this up and they've created this propaganda. You're not going to tell me the loss of Will Harris is some earth-shattering development. You're not going to. Jeremy Chinn's the better football player, people. Like, what are we watching? You watched him for 17 weeks last year knock people's face off. And I'm supposed to believe that Will Harris being out.
And Will Harris had one good game against a bad Giants team that was quarterbacked by Russell Wilson, who's a bad quarterback. Let's take a few more of these. Tim is in College Park. Tim, what's
up? I'm frustrated already.
Yeah, so my take was the whole C-Rod take with not giving him the ball in the fourth. I don't understand that. The last caller was correct. But I do think you guys are really kind of like underplaying the fact that we have a lot of injuries. Like, we have no offensive players because they're all injured. Like, Terry was supposed to be our number one. He's our Jamar Chase. He's our Justin Jefferson. Like, we paid him like that. And he hasn't played pretty much at all this season. So I just, you know, I'm not mad at Adam Peters, but I am mad at Cliff not utilizing Chris Rodriguez, who's a great player, and relying on Bill because Bill had that one good game. Like, coaching, at this point, you got to play with what you have. And
he's
not using McGee is a great, yeah, not using McGee is a great point. Like the last caller said, and like you guys said, at this point, I just think they're not using the pieces that we have left to be competitive. Because how do you take the ball out of Chris Rodriguez's hand in the fourth quarter? We literally could have scored on that drive. They tried to give it to him on third. They just randomly threw him in there, third and goal, and he got stuffed because everybody knew who the ball was going to, because why would you have not given it to him that whole drive? That whole drive, they did not give him the ball until that third down, which made no sense. But long story short, we got to utilize the pieces that we have here and get the people on the field. Bobby Wagner, you got to play less snaps. It's okay. You had a great career. Put in McGee. And because they're not making those decisions, that's why I think they're incompetent, and that's why I think we're going to end up having even a worse season. Not a worse season, but not probably not win another game. Christmas is what I'm looking forward to, but if we get slaughtered on Netflix, 59-0 to the Cowboys.
I may 59-0? Holy cow.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah, listen, Tim, we appreciate it.
Jaden and Terry will be playing in that 59 game. Yeah, real quick.
If they're healthy, they're playing in that game.
Yeah.
100%.
And I think Chris Rodriguez, Bill is a draft pick of this team. Chris Rodriguez is not their guy. There's no he's got to work double time. And then when you think about the rumors that popped up last year with, you know, him having, you know, problems being in shape and things of that nature, like there's a trust that he's got to earn back, but clearly he should have earned it by now. And then I will say this, Brandon Coleman came in yesterday and played his tail off as the extra offensive lineman. And I only bring that up because the caller said Cliff is not doing, and I agree with him. You've been dealt a difficult set of circumstances as the OC, Denton. I totally agree with your quarterback and your wideout, you know, being out. But, like, why not lean into the tight end room? Why not lean into the healthiest groups on your team and your tight end room, your offensive line, your running backs? His inability to adapt to the injuries is cost them at times this year.
Yeah.
I would say I'm more – on the whole, I know people are going to say what they say about the defense. I'm more disappointed in the offense this year than I am in the defense. Not even close.
Not even close. The offense has been bad, dare I say. I mean, it hasn't been good.
They haven't lived up to expectations.
Anything close to expectations. It did wreck me a little bit that he said Terry was supposed to be the Jamar Chase. He's not. Like, he's our Jamar Chase, which is, that's like a dagger. At least he doesn't spit on people. So I guess that's a win. We'll get into that coming up here. We're taking more of your calls, 800-636-1067. He is Lynnell Willingham. I am Denton Day. We are sitting in for B. Mitch and Finley here on this Monday, reacting to Washington's sixth loss in a row, this one in Spain at the hands of the Miami Dolphins. It's a misery Monday on the Fan, presented by Chenigo Mayos, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.